This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Welcome to the Hot Corner, the source for all your Major League Baseball needs. I'm your host for this episode, Ryan McKenna, and thank you for listening. This episode will see us give you some insight on the Barry Bonds trial. There was a conviction there, as well as lots of Red Sox news from first baseman to catchers. We'll be talking a lot about the Red Sox in this episode. First, though, let's see what was making news this past week. Here is the news.
The Hot Corner News.
Not sure if this whole case cleared some of the air or if it just made it even foggier, but Barry Bonds was convicted late last week on one of five charges against him, and it did not involve steroids. Bonds was charged with obstruction of justice. Personally, this is pretty disappointing that the jury did not convict him on anything other than a minor obstruction of justice. Come on, guys. Not much I can do in this situation, however. So next up on the list of sports celebrities to go to trial is pitcher Roger Clemens. The Boston Red Sox's biggest offseason acquisition, first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, signed a contract extension last Friday. The former San Diego Padres, now Red Sox, has agreed to a 7-year deal worth $154 million. $154 million? That's probably the million. I would take the million. Gonzalez is in the last year of his contract, therefore making him an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. A former Blue Jay great and someone that spent the majority of his career in a Toronto uniform as their slugger, Carlos Delgado, called it a career this past week. Delgado, who tried to return with the Boston Red Sox last year, but due to an injury, he did not get the call-up before September, therefore was granted his release from the Red Sox. He is 38 years old. He finished his 17-year career with 473 career home runs. On what was supposed to be a sellout crowd for the return of Roy Halladay, Toronto in the Phillies uniform was spoiled last season, and the Toronto Blue Jays are seeking compensation for it. The G20 Summit caused the Blue Jays to move their home series to Philadelphia last June, and therefore the Blue Jays are sending in a claim of $470,854 in lost revenue due to the summit taking place on the weekend of that series. There are numerous other companies also filing claims against the G20 Summit. Jackie Robinson Day was celebrated around Major League Baseball on Friday. Robinson, the first colored baseball player to play in the majors, is a huge figure for all players around baseball and shows that goals can be reached with perseverance. Players supported Robinson's number 42 to pay their respects to the legend. It has been a tough week for two former All-Star closers. The Minnesota Twins ousted Joe Nathan as their closer, replacing him with Matt Capps, while in Missouri, the St. Louis Cardinals have had their day with the bearded monster Ryan Franklin. Nathan is just coming back from Tommy John surgery and has struggled to start the year, recording only 3 saves in 7 appearances while blowing 2 saves in those 7 appearances. This gives him an ERA of 11.32. Franklin, on the other hand, has an ERA of 11.57, and is 0-2 win-loss with 4 blown saves. No one ever said that baseball players were intelligent men. Mike Leake of the Cincinnati Reds is no exception. Leake decided to steal 6 shirts from a Macy's department store, or at least attempted to, on Monday, but was caught and will face charges for shoplifting. As we say sometimes, what a bonehead! Adios to our ginger-haired friend David Percy as the Jays parted ways with the Southpaw on Monday. The Jays reacquired reliever Danny Farquhar, who was sent to the A's for Rajay Davis in November. Farquhar, I have no idea if I'm pronouncing this correctly, by the way, is a former first-round pick of the Toronto Blue Jays. What else is new? The Pittsburgh Pirates will have the number one overall pick in this year's Major League Baseball entry draft, which takes place on June the 6th. This will mark the first time the Pirates select first overall in 9 years. And if you can't do your math correctly, that's 2002. That's it for the news. Over now to a brief injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
The Twinkies will be without MLB 10 and 11 The Show cover boy Joe Mauer for a minimum of 15 days, as he was placed on the disabled list with a bilaterated leg soreness. The move is retroactive to April 13th. The first place Yankees have had to place Phil Hughes on the disabled list with a dead arm, while in San Francisco, Barry Zito is on the DL for the first time this year with a sprained right foot. The Tribe, or the Cleveland Indians, received some good news as Grady Sizemore returned to the lineup after being out with a knee injury. To begin the season, Sizemore is hitting .500 with one home run. The Blue Jays got some exciting news for their bullpen, as now they will have two options to close out games: Don Ranch, who began the year as their closer, and Frank Francisco, who has just come off the disabled list and has been activated to return to play. John Farrell says that he will rotate between the two depending on the situation. The move prompted the Jays to demote starter Jesse Litch. According to John Morosi of Fox Sports, Litch was an easier option to be sent down as he had minor league options, whereas Jojo Reyes, which would have been the other option for the Jays to send down, Reyes had no options remaining. Finally, the Detroit Tigers and former Red Sox Victor Martinez will miss time with a groin strain. That's it for the injury report. Now, it's time for my favorite segment, the question of the week.
The Hot Corner Question of the Week.
The Boston Red Sox. Well, they've had a large amount of problems to begin this season. They have a record of 6-11, sitting in last place in the AL East. Something that no one would have predicted to start off the year. People would have predicted that they would have started the year off 7-0 or 8-0 or maybe a couple losses, but not with 11 losses to start the year. A lot of people were picking these guys to win the World Series and face up against the Phillies in the World Series, but as of right now, it's not looking so hot. They sit 4 games back of the division-leading New York Yankees. With talking with our senior baseball analyst Adam Connolly about this over text on Saturday evening, or Friday evening, I forget which day now, we were trying to figure out what was the problem for the Red Sox. And while Akon was, as an avid Red Sox fan, he was very disappointed in the Red Sox, so he decided not to come on air. But we both concurred that catching is the biggest problem for the Red Sox to start this 2011 campaign. Catching, we knew coming in that catching would be a problem. We had Jared Saltalamacchia, who, young, he struggled over in Texas, and when he was brought over the trade deadline, while he wasn't too productive, he's not very productive at the plate like Victor Martinez was, and, he showed room for improvement in his throwing game. So far, though, he's only in 2011. He's hitting at .194 and has had throwing errors galore and just cannot throw any guy stealing out. He can't make the throw down to second. So what did the Red Sox need to do? And that is the question for this week. Well, one option that came to mind for me personally was Benji Molina. He is technically a World Series champion because he spent time with the Giants and the Rangers last year. And he is a free agent right now. Now, Molina would be a good option in my opinion. Last year, he hit with Texas. He hit a .240, but his experience with the catchers is just phenomenal. All the Molina boys seem to get along well with the pitchers, especially the young pitchers. Not saying that the Red Sox necessarily have a lot of young pitchers in the rotation, but he would be a good addition to the Red Sox squad in the short term. Mainly because they don't have a lot of trade options. Who are they going to trade? What are some of their valuable options? Right now, their offense needs to pick up. If it can pick up, maybe it will open options to maybe get a catcher. But as of right now, there's no really trade options for the Red Sox. And one of the cons to maybe bringing in Melina, Benji, is maybe almost too much veteran leadership on their Red Sox squad. You already got Victor Martinez backing up Saul Plamacchia, so do you really want to bring in Melina and, well, have two veteran guys over the age of 35 in behind the plate catching? Or do you want to try to stick with Saul Plamacchia and see if the younger guy, he's not necessarily the youngest guy in their squad, see if he can, I don't know, produce more as the time goes by. But as of right now, the catcher's position for the Red Sox is a huge gap that they really need to fill. And hey, anything's worth a shot. I personally think that Melina would be a good addition for the Red Sox. But hey, that's just me. Let's hear what you guys have to say as well. That just about wraps up our third episode of the season. Next episode of THC will not take place next Wednesday, as I will be in Boston, Massachusetts for an international band competition. While in the US, we will be watching the Red Sox take on the Seattle Mariners. Currently, I have Doug Fister on the mound for the Mariners, and he is pegged to go up against John Lackey of the Red Sox. This is Saturday night, and I believe the start time is 7:30. So, hey, you might even see us on NESN if you're watching the game. I'm thrilled at the experience, and I will have to let all of you know how it goes and my thoughts of Fenway Park. I am sure they will not disappoint us. Until then, have a great week, and I will lead you out with a song I hope to hear while I'm in Boston, a classic by Neil Diamond. It's called Sweet Caroline. See you later, guys. Be safe, and I'm Ryan McKenna.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out.